I was in a meeting, something like this, one time when the preacher got up to preach, and he said, "The only place I would rather be than here is heaven." Now, just think about that. That's deeper than it sounds at first hearing. I'd rather be here than anywhere on earth except heaven. Brother, sister, this is what this is all about. We're on our way to heaven. And whether the service satisfies me or not, this is what God has planned. This is God's order. I was just looking down here. Brother Bennett's sitting in that chair. And he looks better than I do in there. But then when I said that, I changed my mind, because who would be up here if he was down there? We need him up here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you want to, turn to Psalm 40. This is not my text. In fact, the way I feel right now, I may never get to my text. But that's happened before, you all know. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Wow. Think about that. Okay. I'm not going to sit up here and whine about a back surgery that didn't turn out, and that's got me almost crawling sometimes, but I'm waiting patiently for the Lord. Praise the Lord. He'll come through. He'll come through. Amen. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. How many of you have that testimony tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you feel established? Feel established? The university can't trip you up. Nobody can offend you. You know what the word offend means in the Hebrew? It means trip you up. Great peace of they which love thy law, and nothing shall trip them up. Boy, I'm telling you, if you know your Bible, you can't be tripped up. You just can't do it. The snake can't fool you. Amen. And I'm going to talk about that for a couple of minutes, just a little later. But he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Boy, what's number one on the pop cart chart now? What is it? What's the most popular song right now? There's nothing more popular in heaven than praise unto God. You want to make a hit in heaven? You just sing that hit right down here. That Jesus is your Lord. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And you know, several times in the Bible, God tells us to declare his works. We're not supposed to keep that a secret. We're not supposed to keep that quiet. Go ahead. Tell the world what God has done. Declare his works among the nations, among the heathen. God wants everybody to know him. God wants everybody to know him. And we are his broadcasters. We are his voice. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. I think each one of us could testify that for ourselves. And thy thoughts which are to usward. Wow. Do you know God is thinking right now? I wonder what he's thinking of me right now. What is he thinking of you right now? What about Jesus walking the aisles? That's what Jesus is doing. He's just walking these aisles in the church. Right now. Right now. He walks among the candlesticks. The seven candlesticks. And I think that's so wonderful. And so I need to be on my best behavior when I come to church. Oh, the church is something. The church is God's most precious thing. Really. They cannot, his thoughts, which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Now you take a verse like Psalm 4:3. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. There is a great reward for being godly. Don't be ungodly, be godly. Because there's a great reward for it. God sets the godly aside for himself. Who do you think's going to bother you when he's watching over you? When he set you aside for himself? It doesn't make any difference if you're in a public college school. Public school, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if everybody gangs up on you and tries to make a fool out of you. It doesn't matter at all. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. This verse is difficult for a lot of people. They don't understand the nature of Jesus. Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You mean God's just up there waiting for me to die? Hoping for me to die? Boy, I've got that one all figured out, folks. I've got that one all figured out. Amen. We have no fear of death. We that are godly, we that are Christians, we that have faith in God, we have no fear of death. Just read the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 2 particularly, and you'll see that we have been delivered from the fear of death. We don't worry about it. We don't worry about it. We are precious in his sight. And even our death is precious in his sight. I think I got a handle on that. I asked my wife one time, we were driving down the highway, and I said to her, what do you think that means, honey? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And she gave a more elongated answer than I'm going to give you now, but she said, honey, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints because he wants us with him. He wants us to be with him more than we want to be with him. I'll tell you, it's a wonderful feeling of confidence when you know that the Lord loves you and he has work for you to do and he has a place for you to go. I just love that. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I got one for you. And you, and you, and you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. So I'm doing a good thing right now. I'm giving thanks unto the Lord. And the church is doing a good thing. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. That sounds to me like all day long. All day long. I asked my wife, I said, honey, what do you think of this verse? To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. She says, honey, that's what we do. That's what we do. Do we do that, honey? Yes, that's what we do. Praise the Lord. I think that's wonderful. first thing you wake up in the morning. Wow, hallelujah! Lift those hands up in the air and whatever you can do. I used to be able to get up and run, but I can't now. But hey, that doesn't mean that God's mad at me or that God doesn't love me. You just wait till you see my new back. Praise God. In other words, we might run out of a lot of things here in this world. But I'll tell you one thing I haven't run out of, and I'm not going to run out of, and that is my faith. Faith. I'm loaded with faith, and I'm not unloading. Praise God. Praise God. The Word of God is true. And when you have a situation, you don't know where to turn, what to do, you don't know what the answer to the query is, just find it in the Bible. If you have to, read the whole Bible through. It only takes 72 hours. Read the whole Bible through and get your answer from the Bible. And get your answer from the Bible. There's no other place to get answers. The university doesn't have it. No way. No way. I used to be intimidated by the educated. No more, honey. No more. No more. No more. Because we have it. We have the truth. We have salvation. Please don't look so startled at me. You knew that, didn't you? Amen. We have it. We have it in God. To show forth thanks, I read that. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, raise those 10 fingers up. And upon the psaltery, upon the harp, I could read and read and read. And I love it. I love it. I really don't just sit down and read the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Every morning. Don't do that. I don't have 72 hours every day. Neither dost thou. Praise the Lord. Okay. You and I are in the right place tonight. How many know that? You feel good here? We are in the right place tonight. Where would you ever want to be other than here? Malachi chapter 3:13. This was the social or the religious condition of Israel at this time in history. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Now here is what happened. In the midst of that environment, it says, then, verse 16, They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. So don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Come to church. In fact, if we didn't wear Brother Bennett out, we should go and request more frequent church services. You know, because the Bible's in favor of it. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. It's good to get together. Okay? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. I have said this to probably many people that I have fellowshiped with through the years, but especially recently, because the day is drawing near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Nathan, you probably haven't been married real long. But I'll bet that you, even though you're happily married and you love Carissa, and some people have told me that I don't want Jesus to come yet. I want to get married first. Well, and there might be some that feel that way. But if you only knew, if we only knew how much more wonderful Jesus in heaven is going to be than any situation here on earth. Amen. If you buried the most beautiful, wonderful woman in the world. No. Just say it for me, brother. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Okay, let me go on here. Uh-oh. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. You read about the king in the Old Testament, how something good would happen. They'd write it down, and then they'd reward it later on. Okay. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. You know what I like to think? I'm kind of simple in my thinking, and I'm going to stay that way because I like it that way. I don't like these elites. No, that's not me. I just want to be plain, simple, and have plain, simple faith in God and in the Holy Bible. Praise the Lord. Nothing like it, folks. Nothing like it. Amen. So, I like to think that God is looking in right now. Jesus is looking in right now. This is his church. Calls forth an angel and says, write her down. Write her name down. Write his name down. He's here. Write his name down. And don't you think the Lord knows when you skip church? When you miss church? Don't you think that Jesus knows that when part of his body is missing? Boy, if I lost a thumb or a chunk of flesh out of my body, I'd know what was missing. I'd want to get together with it. Praise the Lord. So, I'm blessing you for being in church tonight. You know, it's no fun when you can't be there. I've had times in the last few months that I couldn't. I just couldn't. And I want to thank you all for your prayers for me. I really do, because I feel like God is doing a work on my body. And he's not restoring me to age 60 or 70. No, we're going to go through the whole process. All right. And that's just fine. Okay. The book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Boy, just think of that. We're going to be his. We're his now. But when he comes, that will continue in heaven, in glory. Hallelujah. Are your dad and mom saved? Are your siblings all saved? Your relatives all saved? Your neighbors all saved? If they're not, we got work to do. No. And the devil doesn't want them to get saved. If they're not saved, don't witness to them. You're going to have a fight with the devil if you witness to them. Yeah, I can almost guarantee that. He doesn't like you witnessing, but we're going to witness anyhow. Would you like to outsmart the devil? How many would like to outsmart the devil? We are the only people on earth who can outsmart the devil. You know that? We are the only people on earth that can outsmart the devil. And 2 Corinthians 2:11 tells us why. We are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. Praise the Lord. In the verse 11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Do you know that when you go out and do the will of God, right now I'm emphasizing witnessing, we have the advantage over the devil. Yes, we do. I'll tell you why. Jesus wants to save your dad and your mom and your uncle and your aunt and your neighbors and your all so on. He wants to. And so, and I like to say that I don't want to work for the Lord. I want to be co-worker with the Lord. I want Him with me when I'm witnessing. I want Him with me when I'm doing good or whatever. Amen. So, what has God given to us? He has given supernatural gifts of the Spirit to us. Praise the Lord. I was just talking to someone today about speaking in tongues and how, what a wonderful gift that is. Because the devil doesn't know what you're talking about. You start talking in tongues, it says he's not talking to anybody but God. You're talking to God. You're talking to God. Read about it in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. Okay, so learn. If you don't know how to talk in tongues, learn. That's probably the only school you go to on your knees and receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And then we have the supernatural book that we're holding right here in our hands. The Word of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love it. I love the Word of God. Amen. Find answers for every question. Okay. So go on out and witness. I got about 8 minutes left here. Brother George Schultz preached on Wednesday p.m. some time ago. I was out of town. I asked you to preach, brother. And I reviewed the tape of your message. And I thought that he really preached his heart out. His title was, Where Will You Be When the Last Trumpet Sounds? And you said some things, brother. You said, I said, yes, Brother Schultz, you are absolutely right. He said this, we need to do much more weeping. And I said to myself, yes, I need to do much more weeping than I am now doing. Have you ever wept over the lost? Jesus did. Big time. Jesus really did. And I'd like to learn to weep over what Jesus wept over. Which brings up another question, but this is not Bible school tonight. Okay. And I think you preach from Psalm 126, 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There's the time to weep. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth. Listen to this. Bearing precious seed. Isn't this the precious seed? Oh, yes. Don't try to preach yourself. Preach Jesus Christ. Don't even preach your church. It's not our church anyway. It's His church. Man. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless, come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. We all want to be soul winners. I'm quite certain we do. And so I was in another church, picked up one of their church bulletins, and I read this. Witnessing. They had the schedule of the week. It said, witnessing, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Monday evening. Huh? And a wise man said, I don't go witnessing. I am a witness. Right? Try that. Sure, you witness. When you're a witness, that's what witnesses do. They witness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Acts 1:8 says, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise the Lord. We are witnesses. We don't go witnessing. Yes, I've gone witnessing. We've gone door to... My wife and I went in the old neighborhood here. In fact, when we first came here, we knocked on the doors of all the houses in this whole area. And that's where I was born, right over here, 715 Chippewa Street. And I met some neighbors that got older. And we had a good time, good experience. Then I took her up on Water Street, infamous, notorious 400 block of Water Street, where also I was raised part-time. You know about that. Okay. If you don't, ask your dad. Okay. And I went in, and a lot of these proprietors were businessmen. Yeah, sure, they're businessmen. But I was their source. And so they knew me and invited us in. And you talk about music. You'd have to have 100 speakers up here, twice as loud as these. Remember that, honey? I mean, it was just absolutely deafening. But we tried to get them in church. Here's two tips for witnessing from the pastor's daughter. Rochelle. Is she here today? Rochelle. I can't see her. Anyway, she said something, and I had her type it out for me. Two tips for witnessing. Live a godly lifestyle. Different from the world. When telling others about God, you can't stoop to their level. This is good wisdom, Brother Bennett, your daughter. You must stay at your level with God. That good sense? This is before she was married. This is how she got her husband, witnessing. They worked at the same place. She witnessed to him. Was it the Lord you couldn't resist? Anyway, you must stay at your level with God. They will notice your stand. Now, Rochelle won numerous people from a business place. Custard? Huh? And she brought them to church, and they'd get saved. I don't know how many, but it's multiplying, I'm sure. Okay, they will notice your stand. See, Rochelle stood for holiness, stood for the gospel, stood for the doctrine, stood for the truth. Oh, I thought I was so proud of my granddaughter. Amen. They will notice your stand and want the same Jesus that lives inside of you. Yeah, good, good. That's successful soul winning, and she's got the track record to prove it. Okay. Now, honestly, folks, I didn't read my text yet, and I'm not going to, because if I got started on that, it would really be a long time. And I like the way it's going. Okay. I want to say something else. Brother and Sister Decker have been praying for the Hispanic community. Their outreach plans are making it very easy for all of us to be witnesses and hopefully soul winners. I don't know when this church has ever had any better opportunity to be a soul winner witness. Brother and Sister Marty Cauldron will be with us all day Sunday. Is that right? Providing us with a good reason to invite the public. I was trying to witness in a restaurant. I wasn't getting through. And I showed this. Didn't mean it. The UPS driver came in with a delivery. And it was our own UPS driver. And, you know, I can't even see it. But anyway, the only thing in English here, I think, is Martin Calvin Jr. And then 6:30, that must be the time. Anyway, I showed that. I said, nobody showed me interest. I said, what are you doing now? Well, I'll get a little
carnal for just a minute. I said, hey, you should come and hear this guy. You ought to hear come. Have you ever heard a 300-pound preacher?
Oh, 300 pounds.
I've never seen a 300 pound. Maybe I'll come down. I don't know.
I just use
whatever I can. Okay. Now, I want to encourage us. Really, it is so easy to pass out a flyer advertising your church. Your church. Most, if not all, Christians really do want to witness. And one of you in this church, if he's not here tonight, he's related to half of you. He told about his experience to me April 5th, 1993. And I'm just about done. And he told me about his experience spending 1 hour with two Jehovah's Witnesses. And then he said to me, I don't know my Bible well enough to give the answers that I wanted to give. So this was 93. He wanted to go with me witnessing sometime. Well, I don't go witnessing. Just walk with me for a day. Hallelujah. Okay, my last thought. When I would appoint a Sunday school teacher, I would tell them that they would be the one that would get the blessing and would profit the greatest. Any Sunday school teachers here that would verify that? Look at that. Yeah, hands all over. Okay, good. Thank you. You know why? Because you're not one of the class. Nothing wrong with the class. But I'll tell you why. Because you have to get on your knees and pray over that lesson. Because you have to study a whole lot harder than the class does. So you are the great beneficiary. I said here, because the teacher must do most of the studying and praying. And so it is with witnessing. You will be asked questions. Where is that in the Bible? Oh, I did not read my Bible today. I might have run across that. You live a life of studying. And I'll tell you, you can put a category in there of for the lost. Have a lot of scriptures. Anticipate questions. Keep your ears open. And listen for questions. It's so important. You're not going to save them. I'm not going to save them. But the Word of God will save them. Amen. So clap your hands for the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
I don't know what Brother Bennett's got planned for the end of this service, but I think it'd be good to have Brother Decker, that's you. My eyesight's getting so bad. Brother Decker, to come up and we pray for him for this evening. Amen. Did you have something else, brother? Okay. Would you come up, Brother Decker? Amen. I think we can thank the Lord for, we can clap our hands to the Lord for Brother Decker taking the burden on his shoulders for this.